You may not have heard it, and indeed I hadn't, but there's actually a few new emojis that are going to be making their way to your smartphone later this year. Believe it or not, there's actually a group that coordinates things like that to maintain standards, and that group, the Unicode Consortium, has decided that along with smiley faces, clapping hands and love hearts, we'll also be able to use lobsters, pirate flags and, well, mosquitoes. So when are we going to use mosquito emojis? Are we just going to use it during the summer months to complain about backyard barbecues? Or might we actually be able to do something with that emoji to combat the dangerous diseases that mosquitoes can carry and transmit? Well, Dr. Cameron Webb thinks it might be the latter. He's a clinical lecturer at Sydney University and a principal hospital scientist with the Department of Medical Entomology at Pathology West at Westmead. Dr. Webb, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Now, let's get it straight. How on earth is a mosquito emoji going to help battle mosquito-borne diseases?
Yeah, it's a really great question, isn't it? The problem is we've been trying to beat mosquitoes for centuries. We've been trying to drain the swamps. We've been trying to use huge amounts of insecticides, but nothing sort of seems to work in reducing the rates of mosquito-borne disease, or even seem to be going up in many parts of the world. Mm. And probably the most important thing about beating mosquito-borne disease is awareness and making sure that we get really great advice to people on how they can best avoid mosquito bites. That might be wearing repellent or maybe sleeping under a bed net. And so anything that we've got that can enhance the effectiveness of that communication of public health messages, that can really help. And I think this is probably going to be one of the important ways that we're going to be able to use this new Mozzie emoji.
Now, it's funny, we talk about mosquito-borne diseases when they come up in the news, we get very, very excited about them. We want to talk about Zika virus or Ross River. And then it seems, as you've pointed out, to kind of fade away from public consciousness.
Yeah, the thing is with these mosquito-borne diseases, often you'll get a year where there's a lot of activity, but then it sort of fades away. And in Australia, we've seen that already because in recent years, you have, for instance, last year was the biggest year on record for Ross River virus in Victoria. Not so many cases this year, and similarly in New South Wales, we've had this similar boom and bust cycle of outbreaks of disease. And so people have short memories, they forget about things, and so when the health authorities are doing surveillance or we notice there's an increase of mosquitoes or an increased risk of mosquito-borne disease, we can't go out and spray all of the wetlands or all of the suburbs to control mosquitoes, and so we need to kind of have a tool to kind of get people to turn their minds to taking those measures to avoid mosquito bites.
Now, you mentioned we've seen an uptick in mosquito-borne diseases. Where and what sort of diseases are we talking about?
Well, obviously, people will remember Zika virus in 2016 that obviously sort of captured the world's attention when there was a sort of public health emergency declared by the World Health Organization. But Zika's kind of faded away a little bit. But on the other hand, we've seen a continued sort of resurgence and persistence of dengue virus in many parts of sort of South America and Asia. We've seen a return of yellow fever virus. This is a virus that we actually have a vaccine for, but still we're seeing the return of that in some parts of the world. And of course, malaria, which is the parasite that causes malaria, is one of the reasons why we think about mosquitoes as the most dangerous animals on the planet, because malaria kills almost 1 million people every year. And for the last few years, we've seen a steady decline in many parts of the world. But unfortunately, some of the latest reports out of World Health Organization show that that's actually creeping back up again. So just at a time when we think we're on a downward trend with these issues, they unfortunately, the mosquitoes are too resilient and disease risk increases again.
Now, another newcomer to the emoji club is a microbe emoji. I mean, do you think that sort of science communication can really benefit across the board from things like this?
Look, it's really interesting. I think it can. And one of the reasons for that is that we know that social media is being used not just by so scientists, but also for public health organisations as well to communicate different aspects of health and well-being. So whether it be giving you advice about exercise or diet or promoting the use of vaccines or in our case, information about mosquito-borne disease. A secret ingredient that helps those messages get shared more widely is always going to be beneficial. And some of the research from overseas shows that, the inclusion of emojis, whatever they may be, in association with messages actually increases their shareability. So, I've got little doubt that kind of in the initial phases, particularly after we get this new mosquito emoji or the micro emoji, when that's accompanying some good public health messages, hopefully that means they're more shareable and more people will see them. And hopefully at the end of the day, that changes people's behaviour to reduce those public health risks.
Where did the idea for the mosquito emoji come from in the first place?
Well, you're able to. Anybody's able to nominate a new emoji with the Unicode consortium. And one of my colleagues, Ian McKay, who's a virologist with Queensland Health, he was doing a lot of communication and sort of reporting around the Zika virus in 2016. He thought, hey, we don't have a mosquito emoji, and so he got the ball rolling and submitted the original application. But then in subsequent kind of 12 months or so, Bill Gates Foundation sort of came on board, particularly around the time of World Malaria Day, which is sort of around about August each year. And they again really pushed that and really sort of increased momentum in the push towards supporting mosquito emojis. And so that sort of came to fruition. And I think we're going to get that towards the middle of the year. We'll finally be able to use it on our smartphones and in social media.
And there's actually an Aussie twist on it. That's really nice to know.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Cameron Webb, Dr. Cameron Webb, thank you so very much for your time this morning.
No problem, Nick. See ya.
So, Dr. Cameron Webb, clinical lecturer at Sydney University, principal hospital scientist with the Department of Medical Entomology at Pathology West in Westmead, and that is a mouthful of a title, explaining why a new mosquito emoji could actually help health authorities communicate more clearly and maybe set the groundwork for other science communication and health communications as well.